I'm just repeating that. I thought you were going to be the judge from outside.
Chof Zayin Elul, 30th of September, Rabbi Binyamin Grun, preparing for Yom HaDin.
Rabbi Yanki was saying about Tashlich, so after they did, there's no water streams on Ponovich, and in Leibrak at all. So what did they do? They went up to the roof on Ponovich, and used to face, you could see from the roof, you could see the sea. That was considered that you're going to the sea. Okay. But I remember seeing in Yerushalayim, there's not many streams. So they used to take a bowl, probably a goldfish in the bowl, and they used to stand around in the middle of the street, put a bowl with a goldfish. That's what they did. That's what I saw them saying. It was like a big excitement during the day, you know, put a bowl of goldfish in the middle of the street. That's what they did. Anyway. The topic is preparing for Yom HaDin.
Yeah.
The days of old, you see that Bishor Salanti already mentions that when in his days, he remembers when he was a younger person, he remembers Milifnim, even when they mentioned Rosh Chodesh Mvarch in Elul, people already started to get, you know, that there's a Yom HaDin approaching. It was talking about his days, which was over 150 years ago. And the history tells us that in the streets in Europe, it was a normal thing that the days before Yom Kippur, before Rosh Hashanah, people were sincere, there was a serious atmosphere, because there was a Yom HaDin, there's a real Yom HaDin approaching. There was an email, someone even mentioned to me that his grandfather told him he was born up in Manchester, pre-war Manchester, and he says he remembers when he was a child that days before Rosh Hashanah, there was a sincere atmosphere, because like Chazal tell us, and there's a Yom HaDin, Sifri Mason, Sifri Chaim, it's all going to be happening on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a serious Yom HaDin, and however we, most, or at least me, we talk about it, we buy the apples, we buy the honey, we talk about goldfish and everything, but the real Yom HaDin we don't seem to be having nowadays. And it's because there's various explanations about it. But there is an Eitzah, which I'd like to bring, which the Aruch Chaim Lerosh gives us an idea, a piece of advice, how we could actually maybe be more arouse ourselves to the aim of Yom HaDin. What's the Aruch Chaim Lerosh? Aruch Chaim Lerosh is a safer way. In Gates of the Yeshiva, they say an Elul every day. And there's one paragraph he says over there, he's not talking about Rosh Hashanah, he's talking about generally, that every person, Achal Meir Be'esrim, there's going to be a day of judgment. Every person's going to be accountable for his deeds, his mitzvahs, his averis, everything's going to be up there, there's a bank account, and you're going to be accountable for what you did. So he says, a person should think about his ma'isim, his cheshbon ha'nefesh, and then he says the line as follows, V'alucha ra'yoyincha midei cherdas Rabbi Yochanan zecheinu livracha. Your thoughts, your ideas should be aroused by the thinking about what happened to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The story of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. What does he mean by that? It's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas Chav Ches on the base. But the Gemara says as follows. Shechola Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, we're going to see in a minute how his Talmidim referred to him. He was one of the biggest Tanoim of the generation. He could be even the biggest. He was one that he had a lot of Talmidim. It was at the time of the Bayis, Chubim Bayis Sheni, that the Gemara says Ad Mizokim. He managed to save a bit for Klal Yisrael. And he was on his deathbed. Shechola Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Nichnisu Talmidov Lebakr. His Talmidim came in to visit the Rebbe. Kibbe Shero Oysom, once he saw his the Talmidim, his chilivkos, he started to weep. Rebbe ben Zakkai, he was an older person, it was clear, because he had tens of Talmidim. The Gemara says one of his Talmidim was Rebbe Yitzchak ben Ziel, and one of his Talmidim was Hillel HaZaken. The Talmidim themselves were great people. And he started to cry. Omroloi Talmidov. So his Talmidim were like taken aback. Nei Yisrael, this is how they referred to the Rebbe. Nei Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael. Amoit Hayomini, the pillar, the right pillar. Patish Shachazak, interesting terminologies. A strong hammer. Midei Matabicha, why are you crying? What are you crying about? Bichim means, okay, you're the one who's teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. You're the biggest, one of the biggest Rabbeim in Klal Yisrael. Why are you crying? What's going on over here? Omulem. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says as follows. If I would have been taken in front of a Melech Bosavidom, a king from flesh and bones, Shayoim kam lacha bekeber. He's not forever. He's today. He's here. Tomorrow he'll be dead. Shem kodesh alive. He's upset with me. Ain kasoy, kasoy them. It's not internal. He's upset with me. Okay, he could always change his mind. Then Moisrani, if he puts me into, if he binds me up and he puts me into prison, if he gets rid of me, I'm not forever gone. I have a neshama. Bani yochel faisa bedvorim. I could appease him with words. L'shachde b'mamoy. I could also give him some bribery. Alpha pekino yisipoy. If I would have a judgment in front of a regular king, a boss of a don, I would be scared. I would be petrified. That he exists for eternal. There's no limits. Shem koyes olai kasoi kasoi. I'm interested in Lashon. Hakadosh Baruch has a kasoi. That means even though Hakadosh Baruch, a person could doubt that Hakadosh Baruch should have a kapara, but there is the kas itself is from Hakadosh Baruch who is internal. I can't just be mefais and bedvorim. Obviously, I think the Mashal points out, what do you mean can't be mefais and bedvorim? There's tefillas. Kodesh Baruch tells us to daven and we'll be zeicher with dinner. It means you can't just schmooze around with him. It's not a game. If you daven b'kosher, that's what you can't just play around with your words with him. There's no sheikha, there's no bribery with Kodesh Baruch. And then there's another line. V'loy oid elo sheyesh lefonai shnei drachim achas shel gan edim achas shel gehenim. It's an interesting lashon over here. Not only that, it's also I have two paths in front of me. One gan edim, one gan hen. So Rav Shach used to say, you see, there's two points going over here. What was he saying? Rav Yechim and Zakkai was saying, first of all, the mere fact that I'm being taken, even irrelevant of the judgment, the fact that I'm coming in the vicinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm entering the courtroom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that alone is a pachad b'chodin. Who's the shofet? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the Yisrani Yisraelim? He's in Tamil. Who knows what's going on over here? But then there's another factor. Me, myself, Elishesh Lefana Shneidrov, I don't know my personal, where am I heading towards? What am I, me, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know where I'm going to. I have two paths in front of me. That's what Rabbi Mizrahi is saying. Should I not cry? That's more. The Gemara carries on. He gave a brach with his talmidim. So the Rosh is bringing out. What's he bringing out from this Gemara? He says, think about this. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, he has talmidim. He's a Tana Elokai, and he's uncertain what his fate is going to be. Says the Rosh, if you want to be mischazik, you want to be ma'ur yourself, arouse yourself to be have a bit of emes hadin. You see, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, one of the greatest people in the Yiddish people, in Jewish people. And he himself, he had the pachad, he had the aimer, he wasn't sure what's happening. Kol shkem. Us who are weak, and where are we holding? Even more so, we should have aim said in the Yisrael. Bechon Vassman, he was, even when in his later years, he was Rosh Shiva Baranovich. Yeah, Talmidim, he had yeshiva. And he was Rosh Shiva. He was fully involved in his yeshiva. Nevertheless, he felt himself, and through the best of times, he had Emor Sadin, you know, throughout the year, but he felt that he was necessary for him in his later years to go to the Chavetz Chaim during El to be close to the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi Yehuda, B'chon Basman, why would we have to go to the Chavetz Chaim? B'chon Basman, the higher you are, you realize that what the din is, what judgment, what it entails, and he had to be Mishchazik himself, and that's always a way how a person can be Ma'ir himself, that he should also have Emor Sadin. These great people, they were uncertain what their fate is. Kol shkein, us people, but we are nowhere near on their madrigas. We should also at least try to have some thoughts of aimer, of fear of din. And the Svarim Taka say that if a person has an aimer sadin, that is actually a way how a person could be zoicha b'din. By having this fear, by having this pachad in your mind, and understand there is a din, and thinking about it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that fear, and that way we'll be zoicha to a din. That's what the Svarim say. But it's also not a time to get depressed that we're not up to scratch. I always think there's always a limit chus. You know, it's also a time when we try to be Mlam Tzchutz on Klal Yisrael. And I'm sure the Ditch of the Rebbe, he was known as the Baram Dicker. I'm sure this limit Tzchutz, which I'm about to say, I'm sure he probably did say it. I never heard that he said it. If you look at how Klal Yisrael enter Yom HaDin as opposed to the Umis HaOlam, it's Mabal Alorayim. It's something which is always remarkable, and it's a limit Tzchutz. The Ditch of the Rebbe said he was always trying to find limit Tzchutz. There's a famous story that he said on Erev Pesach. He was, he was, he... one of his, a classic from the Bodhisattva. He asked his shamash on Erev Pesach. There was illegal stuff that he went out to bring into his shtetl, into Bodhisattva. And he asked, he called upon his shamash just a few hours before Pesach. He says, I need, it was a material or something. I think that's how the story goes. There was a material that was illegal to have, to possess in that particular part of the land. The government issued that you're not allowed to bring it in. Only if you smuggled it in and you kept it under the blood, under the mattresses, then possibly you could have had it. And he called upon his shamash on Erev Pesach, and he said, listen, I need a meter of this stuff, of this material. Please go around the town and find me a piece of this material. A strange request from the Rebbe. Well, okay, but the Rebbe asked. So he went around from door to door, and finally, after an hour or so, he comes back. The Rebbe, hey, I've got a piece of material for you. Even though it was hard, some people didn't have it, and it was strange. We know that they have this illegal stuff. Fine. Then the Rebbe asked him a more strange request. He said, I know it's Erev Pesach now, but I must have a kazayis challah. Please go around town. I want to have a kazayis challah. I need a piece of challah now. It's Erev Pesach. I want you to go around town. Please find me a kazayis challah. I'm desperate for kazayis challah. He looks at his Rebbe and says, what's going on with it? I'm not going to find a kazayis challah now. It's a few hours before Seder night. He said, I want you to go around town. Please go around, knocking on door to door, and find me a kazayis challah. Okay, the Rebbe, the petitioner, was going to ask for kazayis challah. Who knows what he's going for? He goes from one door to another door around the town in Bedichev, knocking, and he says, the Rebbe requests for kazayis challah. He goes, after an hour or so, he's knocking every single door in town he knocks on, and he says, so we just don't have a kazayis challah. There's nothing, we've burnt everything, we've done service comments. He comes back to the Rebbe and he comes back empty-handed. He says, Rebbe, I've tried every single person in town and not one person has a kazayis challah. I don't want to do. So he said, Rebbe, that's exactly what I want. And he said to Rabbeinu Shlomo, he said, look at your children. They are the legal products, which they could get a fine for, they could even sit in prison. They don't have such a murah. They don't have such fee. But kazayis challah, who are they accountable for? Are they accountable for anyone in this world? They're not accountable for anyone in this world. No one's going to make any trouble for them. They're scared. Have moira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said the Bishra, have rachmanas on your children. Have rachmanas. You see how your children have moira from you. And it's a moira that can limit schools. This is one of the classics. But I believe if Klal Yisrael entered the Yom HaDin, as opposed to the Muslim, it's remarkable. Klal Yisrael, even people are far from Yiddishkeit. Mm-hmm. They're far, miles away from Yiddishkeit. They come the 2 days, the 1 day. They have that bit of sense. It's called the days of awe. They have it. So even if we're far, we're not up to scratch. Yes, we're not up to. We don't have the Emes Adin. We're not shaking away now and feeling there's Emes Adin. But there is that element. Even Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, they have a bit of. We try to be better these days. We try to think of acting better. Kvisit Torah Tefillah. We try to have in Yonim. Our attachment to Kedusha is there. On the contrary, then New Year's Eve, we'll know what it's all about. The more the merrier, the more Averis, the more Olam Hazeh, the more Magushim, that's what Goyim are. They are involved in Olam Hazeh, and Klal Yisrael are involved in Kedusha and Olam Habo, being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Moridik Limit Schus, I think is always Kedai, that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. How they go about with the Rosh Hashanah, with entering a new year, is Kedusha, is trying to improve ourselves, talking about Dvorim Shebe Kedusha. That's a Moridik Limit Schus. But going upon the subject of understanding there's a Yom HaDin, there's an obvious question which many before should talk about. Is we know there's a Yom HaDin. There's a Yom HaDin, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefonecha. If someone has a judgment, what does someone do if someone has a judgment? If someone has a judgment, what does he do? He tries to defend his case. He tries to come along, bring his lawyers, bring his barristers, whatever it is, and he tries to show that he's not so bad. And here we find something very strange. Here Chazal tell us, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? And it's not Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. And the kasha is when we see the Dibri Chazal, makes it even more shrek. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Abo Prokim Oilam Nidin, yes? The 4 times a year there's a judgment on the world. There's Pesach on the crop, on Batzeres and Shavuos on Peres Ilon. Rosh Hashanah Kaboy Oilam Bam Lefanecho. And on Sukkos is Nidonim Alamayim. And the Gemara says, Reb Yudah says, the Brisa, Mibnei Ma'omra Torah, why does the Torah say, Hevi Oyme Pesach? Famous Gemara. Why does the Torah say, bring a carbon Oyme on the Pesach? So the Gemara says, because Pesach is his month for, is a time of that the Oylem, the world is being judged on for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hevi Lefanai Oyme Pesach, bring a carbon Oyme Pesach. Why? Kedesh et esporich lechem tvor. In order that the tvor, the crop should be blessed. And then the Gemara carries on, the same thing applies to Shavuos. There's a korban shtei alechem. Bring the korban, kadesh et esparach peretz eva. And on Sukkos, there's a special korban for Nisach HaMayim, which also is the korban which is mechaper on that should bring as a kapara, as a kviyachu. We're appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want a good din on mayim, so bring a korban on mayim. Here, then something happens very strange. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Meir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'imru lefanai Rosh Hashanah malchus zechorinus v'shefaris. On Rosh Hashanah, every single person in the world is being judged, what's the year going to be like. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know what you're going to do, how you're going to be zoicha b'din? Say in front of me, malchus zechorinus v'shefaris. Malchio is kedesh tamichuni aleichem, zechroino is kedesh yale zechroinechem efon aritoiva, uvameh b'shoifa. Very strange. How's that flow, how's that match with the other times of the year? The other times of the year, that's understandable. Yeah, Pesach is tfu, so bring a korban of tfu. It is a din of a person. A Kodesh Baruch tells us, talk about malchus. What's that going to do with anything? What's that going to do with price of cheese? Just imagine, you have a court case, even a minor court case, you have a parking ticket, fine. Come to the court. You want to make your case in court. You walk into the courtroom and what's a normal person do? He says he either has a solicitor or he has some way of defending himself just to prove his case. He walks into the courtroom and he says, you know what? You're the greatest judge in the world. You're so compassionate. You're merciful. You do such good deeds. They'll probably send him to a mental home. Say, well, this is not the place to give drushes about the judge. Now we're talking about serious business. You allegedly did this and this act. You're liable for a fine, so you've got to pay the fine. Once we're busy talking about how great the judge is, how compassionate, how unique he is. Why is that relevant? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us on the day of Rosh Hashanah, on the day of Din, like Chazal tell us, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Suchim Lefonecha, there's every single one of us is being judged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know what? Talk about Malchus, Imru Lefonai Malchus, Kadesh Tamichun Aleichem. What is the shaykhus to Yoyim Adin? Why is that part of judgment? What's the connection? There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara that says, further down on Tevzayin Amud Aleph, famous Gemara 2, Loma toikim b'shoifah shel ayil. Why do we blow the shoifah shel ayil? Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikul ufonai b'shoifah shel ayil. Blow the shoifah of a ram, kedei she'ezkoi lochem akedas Yitzchak. In order that you should remind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be reminded with akedas Yitzchak. Okay, now we can understand. But then the Gemara carries on and says something extra. If you do so, if you blow with the shofar shel ayin, yes, I'll be a remembrance for the akeda. But besides that, it'll be considered as if you did the akeda. That's another point going on over there. First of all, it's a big chiddush that stump blowing the horn, it's as if you had the akeda. But why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu why do we need that? To be Zeichen Yom HaDin, the story of the Akeda Avraham and Yitzchak, was a phenomenal story. We can't even begin to imagine. Avraham was told he's going to have one son, Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this incredible nisayon of taking him and being shaked him on the Mizbeach. And Akeda is Yitzchak, Mitzirus Nefesh. He was Kavash Rachma, we can't even begin to imagine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if we blow the horn of the Shofar, of the Ayil, it's as if we were Akeda Mizbeach. Why does, in order to be Zeichen Yom HaDin, we need to go to such an extent? To be that we, as if we go through an Akeda, why is that necessary? Why is the Akeda a way of being Zeichem Din? If we do a good mitzvah, we do tshuva, that makes sense. Ki ilu akata b'yitzvah l'fonah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if it's telling us, I want you to be in a matzav of you, yourselves, going through an Akeda. One more Gemara. The Gemara says in Tezayin Amud Beis, also a famous Gemara. Omer Reb Yitzchak, kol shona sherosho mitchilosa. What does that mean? A year that's poor at its beginning, Misasheris b'sofer. If it's poor at the beginning of the year, it's misasheris. What do you mean it's poor? At the beginning, it becomes rich at the end. And the Gemara brings the pasuk: Shnema mereishis hashana meiroshes k'siv ve'ad achris sofer sheshla achris. From the beginning, if the beginning is poor, is low, then at the end it will be wealthy. It'll be good. What does it mean rosha? So Rashi says that sheyisrael oisin atzmon rosha b'rosh hashana. That Klal Yisrael make themselves poor and as if they have nothing to them. If a person makes himself when he davens in shul and Rosh Hashanah as a rosh, as a pauper, that's how it be zeicha to have a good year. So also, there's an aura on this tomorrow. Why? Of course, we need our tefillahs. Of course, we can understand that in order to be zeicha b'din, we need to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillahs. This doggish stress of Chazal that a person should feel like a pauper, like a rosh, as if he's got nothing to him. Rosh is a terminology used in the Torah. When a person has got literally nothing to him, that is a rosh. Tachnuni midaber rosh. Why is that the way our Chazal come along and explain? That's how a person has to come and enter his Rosh Hashanah. Tachnuni midaber rosh. What's this nekuda why Chazal say rosh? Could be as follows. There's Mahalchim, how to explain this. What's the game? What's the connection between being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making HaKadosh Baruch Hu our King on Rosh Hashanah, and through that will be Zoyche B'din. There's a statement we say in Tfilah Rosh Hashanah, in Tfilah Rosh Hashanah, long Tfilahs, but there's one line which needs an explanation. A lot of the Tfilahs need explanation, but there's one thing that sticks out. At the end of the Tfilah of Malchus, where we say every time during the Tfilah Rosh Hashanah, we say, Mleich HaKol Olam Kuloi, Yedak HaPol, and at the end we say, Ke'ato Elikim Emes, Udvorcha Emes V'kayim Lo'ad. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ato Elikim Emes, you are truthful God, Udvorcha, and your words are Emes V'kayim Lo'ad. They're always there, they're always stationed, they're always there to be. What are we saying with that sentence? HaKadosh Baruch is Emes. Of course HaKadosh Baruch is Emes. What does that mean, that HaKadosh Baruch is Emes? If I say this is a shtem, it's also emes. This is a piece of wood, it's emes. What is the stress? What does it mean, after Elikim emes? What's the definition of emes? What does it mean, emes? The Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Amada, when the Rambam gives us the yesoidus of Yiddishkeit, the yesoidus of being a Yid, the Rambam explains, the yesoida yesoidus v'amud hachochmes, the foundation, the principle of understanding, any wisdom of understanding the body, of understanding what's going on in this world, later a person has to realize sheyesh shom matzirishim. These are the words of Rambam. That person has to know that there is an exist. There's someone there. There's a boy Ra'ilam who mamtzi kol hanimtza, and he's the one who created everything in this world. Everything is through Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The kol hanimtzaim in hashamayim ve'oretz. Anything that we see, any exists, any piece of my vibrations, is all through Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lo nimtzu. Now he throws in a word. Elo me'amitas himotzi, from the truthfulness of his existence. And he carries on, he says more than that. I'm skipping our halacha base. Then he goes to halacha, he says, Shekol ha-nimtzoyim, anything that is in this world, anything, wherever you see in this world, tzrichim loy. They need to come on their dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu Baruch Hu, eino yitzorich lahem v'loy le'echom mehem. He doesn't require anyone. There's nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires. He's totally independent. Anything in this world is dependent, and he is independent. Says the Rambam. Lefichach. So this is the line. This is how the Rambam defines what's emes. We think saying emes means to say, like I said, giving an example, this is the standard. Today is Friday. HaKadosh Baruch says no. The Rambam says no. Lefichach. Therefore, eina mitosai kamitas achamem. There's nothing as truthful as the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu shall novi oime, v'Hashem Elokim emes. This is what the Navi says, Hashem is emes. Hu levadei emes, v'ein l'ache emes kamitoi. There is nothing that can be considered the truthfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everything in the whole Mitzvah, in the whole Bria, in the whole world, anything that we see is all dependent. It could be, in one second, it could be non-existent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the survivor, who's the lifeline of every single bit of my separations. Every molecule, every atom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. It's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally independent. There's nothing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dependent on. That is emes. That's a dva emes. So you're not even midva shekha tichok if you say today is Friday. I didn't say that. But the true emes lamitoi is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. The Navi says, Vashem Elokim emes is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat. We're saying at the end of Malchus, what we're doing at Malchus, what we're saying by Malchus, making HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king, but it's not just, he's a king. We're stressing on the fact that HaKadosh, we are just completely dependent on you. Our whole mitzvahs, yeah, we think we've got what we have a house, we have a wife, we have children, whatever we have, it's all Malchus, it's all what we're saying by that line. When we're finishing off the bracha of Malchus, what we're saying is that we completely depend on you. You are the emes. We are dependent on your koyach. If you want us to exist, we'll exist. If you don't want us to exist, we won't exist. Ki ato elikim emes dvorch emes of kaim lad. And that is be emes, the avoider which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. Imru lefonai malchus, kedesh tam lichun aleichem. He's telling us, we have to come to that akor. Yes, a person could have done avoiders, could have done mitzvahs. And he's going to have a cheshbon. I'm not saying he's not going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, he's going to excuse you for Averis if you did Averis. Your person's accountable for Averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. We're living in a world, 2016, there's a Metzius, there's a world out there, there's a Maaseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. What was the purpose of creation? Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu boilom, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, lo yibroi el lichvoidoi. If a person can come to that HaKara, to that recognition of understanding, Ato Elohim Emes, Vashem Elohim Emes, that you are the truthfulness, and we are just, we are dependent on you, we are completely dependent on you. If a person has that HaKara, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us in Yom HaDin. That is the biggest chus in Yom HaDin. Then you have reason to be in this world. Then the Metzius, you want to be in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in this world for one purpose, to understand the Zibor Yerayim, to recognize the Zibor Yerayim. If we come to that recognition, then we're Zeicha to Din. That's the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Imru Lefonai Malchus. Say Malchus. What do you mean Malchus? Of course, yes, there's Averis and Mitzvahs, but if you come to the HaKara of understanding, of realizing there's the Zibor Yerayim and he's the one who's running the show, and we're completely dependent on him, that is the way. Then you have legitimacy to be in this world. Then you have a reason to be in this world. We are now being Mekayim Yeratzon, of being Marbe Kvod Shemayim, of saying that you're the Boy Ra'ilam in this world. Then we have a right to be here. That is how a person is able to do. And this is the following of all these Chazal, that the Chazal says, that we quoted before, that HaKadosh Baruch says, Blow a shofar, G'day She'eskoy Lachem, Akedas Yitzchak. And then Kilo Akadam Oysen von it. So we ask, why does it have to go to such an extent to be Zoyk Bedin as if you went through an Akeda? Akeda is quite a scary business. Why do we need that to be Zoyk Bedin? What it means is, what happened by the Akeda was, what was happening by Avraham Yitzhak? If you think what's going on with that, Avraham, he was completely, he understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me one thing, I'm going to have a child, Kim Yitzhak Karuch HaZara, and the next day he tells me to go and shech the child. But there's no questions. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Emes, he's Amitusai, I'm dependent completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no questions. I've got to be mevatel my emotions, my retzainas, completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kovash Rachmav, las is retzaincha. He came, Avraham Avinu, when he's doing the Akedah, he came to such an akor of understanding who Elohim, Emes, I'm completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If his rotzen is, right now, that my child should be shechted, that's I'm going to mevatel myself completely. If we, when we blow the shofar, and we come to the akor, that's what the Gemara is saying. Of course, if we just blow the shofar and you're spacing out, that's not good enough. If you understand that the shofar is representing what Avraham Yitzchak went through at the Akedah, of being, the Rabbeinu Sadegon, if you go on the Machzorim, it brings down that Rabbeinu Sadegon mentions 10 things a person should have in mind at the time of that, of Tekiyas Shofar, and one of them is this, the Nekudah 2. A person has in mind that when he's doing the Akedah, Pshat is, Kilo Akadam Oitzim Nafon, it doesn't mean you're going literally through the Akedah. It means to understand this concept of being mevatel completely, your whole mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Emes and I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way you're going to be Zeich Bedin. And that's why Chazal also referred to this Lashon of Shana Shetchilos Rosh. He doesn't say that you should be marbled with Tefillah. What's a Rosh? A Rosh has nothing to him. I'm a poor person. Ah, you've got a house, you've got a car, you've got whatever. You're a Rosh. You understand whatever I have is completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing personally. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotten. He's the Dua Emes. I'm not the Emes. I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the independent, I'm dependent. If a person comes to that Akara on Rosh Hashanah, Shana Shem, Chilas HaRosh, is Sefer Mitzasheres B'Sefer. Be'ez Hashem, we talk about Zoicha, that our year should be a Mitzasheres B'Sefer, and all our tools should be in the Skabel, and everyone should have a Kesim, Kesim, a Tegah, a Dukh, a Bench, a
I have a Tanya, the Messiah, the speaker.